Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio This is your host Musa Al-Bahadali and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing In this program we discuss problems and questions parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children As usual all of the answers provided in this segment are founded in the Holy Quran and in the narrations of the Prophet and of the household of the Prophet, peace be upon him and upon his family, supplemented with scientific data and facts. Joining us in the studio is our guest speaker and Islamic researcher, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sayyid. Today, dear listeners, we'll be talking about mistake number 11 some parents make when raising their children, and that is in trying to inspire their children or trying to raise their children to do good things, to behave properly, they take their child and then they compare their children to other children, as a way to perhaps inspire them, like saying so-and-so has such good grades, he is such a good person, such obedient to his parents, in a way to inspire their children or discipline them. Now, dear Sayyid, what do you say about this thing, about this way of raising your children?
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan al-la'in ar-rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajah. Now, obviously, when it comes to differences between children, that's something that no one can deny. Me and you as human beings, we were created different. Even Allah says He created mankind different.
Different colors, different tribes.
So they're all different. جَعَلَكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَالًا تَعَارَفُ
Right.
That you might get to know each other. If we were all the same, and Allah could have made us the same, and even He said, لَوْ شَاءَ لَجَعَلَهُمْ If you wish, you would have made them all the same.
Right.
But then, what's the point? If you have just clones of one another. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me and you to be different. So being different between kids, it's very natural. Now the problem comes when me and you, we try to compare and measure one to another.
Right.
And sometimes we don't understand the mistake that we make when we compare one to another.
Right.
So for example, you say to your child, well, look at this fulan, or look at your brother, he's much smarter than you.
Yeah.
What you think you're doing is you think you're trying to encourage him to
right,
do more
yeah.
study, but the reality is you're just making him feel that
Hatred.
You're making him feel that he's dumb and he's wrong and he hasn't done anything.
He'll also be jealous of his big brother
yeah.
or maybe
so,
even hate him.
Yeah, so it actually you make him feel that he's losing, then he's not good and all these things. So instead of you trying to do a good thing, you're actually doing a bad thing. So always when it comes to trying to measure and compare between kids, it's a big problem. And I remember
right.
my dad used to do that with me as well when I was young. He used to compare me. I was like, oh, look at this kid in your class. He's very smart. This.
Right.
He always got high marks. Why aren't you? So my dad, I'm pretty sure my dad would have done it for the right reason. He thinks it was just a form of encouragement.
Right.
But in fact, it was devastating for me. It's like,
ruins
like,
your self-esteem a lot.
I'm like, is that, you know, I must be like so dumb that
right.
I can't measure to this kid.
Right, right. Let's go ahead and take a quick break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing the issue of comparing and measuring your children to other people's children or even to their siblings. Dear Saeed, please pick up where you left off.
And therefore, when we ask parents, we say to them, why are you comparing between kids? They say, no, we don't compare. We're trying to encourage. We're trying to get them to be like the same. Wow. But that's actually not right. We see that the reason that sometimes when it comes to parents themselves, when they have kids of their own or compared with other people, and they look at other kids and they say their level of success that other people have and other kids have, they themselves, they feel the lack, and they try to make it into their children. So right. They want to their children to have what they like. For example, you see a lot of people saying to their child, no, you have to be a doctor. You have to be this, okay, something that they could not achieve.
Right.
So they have to...
They're making their children accomplish the goals that they themselves wanted to accomplish.
Exactly.
So live my life, basically.
Exactly. So, and the child, obviously, he has his own capacity. Right. I mean...
Interests.
And or interests or hobbies or skills. He's not like you.
Right.
I mean, he could not do it. Why do you think he can? You know what I mean?
You have no right to expect that of him.
Yeah. So we say that we cannot do that. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَا يَكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah will not give a soul more than what it bears. So why should you, right?
Right.
If this is his capacity, that is his capacity. There's nothing he can. Could be done.
Right. Yeah.
You just have to work with them and encourage them. And if you want to increase their knowledge and their smartness and their study and what have you, all you have to do is just put a bit of effort yourself into them. Teach them, work with them, bring them tutors. I don't know.
That's now a good thing about children. Like, whatever you give, you're going to receive. It's not a failing business.
Exactly.
It's a win-win situation.
Exactly. So it takes a long time, but it doesn't mean... I remember one of the Quran teachers, he teaches kids memorization. He said he went to some family and they had two boys. And the parents said, these guys, they're just stupid. They just don't learn anything. And he said, I came with the boys, I tried. He said, I could tell they're having difficulties, trying to stay focused and memorizing the words.
Of course.
So I said, what I did is I changed the method. I said to them, let's play a game of hide and seek or some sort of game. I can't remember, tunnels or something. And whoever sees anyone, he says this ayah. Like, inna atainaka al-kawthar, if you see me. Right?
Right, yeah.
And they're playing around. So
I didn't give up.
Yeah, so the kids, now it's a game. So they have to memorize. They have to memorize the words.
Yeah.
So every time you see me,
just like they memorize the rules of the game.
Exactly. So now this is the rule that you see me, you have to say "Natanak al Kawthar." He automatically says, like, in a matter of like less than an hour, they memorize a couple of chapters of the small ones in the Quran.
Right.
So, and the parents, they thought, what? My child is stupid. My children are this. Some other students, look at this kid. He just memorized, 30 chapters of the Quran. Well, obviously, I mean, the capacity
is different. The environment is different.
Yeah. And sometimes maybe this kid's father, they've been encouraging him, giving him a head start, helping him out.
Right. And you haven't. Caring about their studies.
Yeah, and you haven't. So we say, no, that should not happen. And we're saying, no, that should not happen. And what you should do is work with the child rather than try to compare him to other students.
Right. And with that, let's go ahead and take a break.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, love children, be kind to them, and whenever you promise something to them, fulfill it.
Ya Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing why you shouldn't compare and measure your children to other children. Dear Sayyid, please pick up where you left off.
Now, if a person needs to compare his child to another and tell that to him face to face, first has to be done in a quiet manner, in a nice, simple manner. If you want to encourage him, right? You don't come to him angrily and, you know, say this kid is much smarter than you, this and that. Right. That actually makes you hate that kid.
Right.
You know, in my case, back in the day, obviously not now. Back in the day when my father used to compare me to this kid in my school, I hated that kid.
Yeah.
I hated him.
You feel hatred.
Not I hated him because he's smart. I hated him because he's the reason my dad is swearing and yelling at me.
He was the perfect child in my dad's eyes.
He's the reason I'm suffering. I was like, if he did not exist, my dad would not be angry with me.
Right.
So it causes us a friction between people. It makes you hate your siblings or hate other people. So as a parent, if you want to compare, you encourage them. You can say to them, look, I want you to be smarter than Fulan. I want you to be smarter as Fulan. You know, in a nicer, comfortable manner, so he understand that you are not trying to...
You should say, you're my child, I love you, I know you, I know you have the capacity, I know that you have the ambition. Start off that way. Yeah. Do not just say, look at that dude.
Exactly. Or at least sometimes they use stories, you know, like stories of people
Storytelling.
Who are different. Whether it's be it about kings, be it about imams, be it about different people.
About hard work, about ambition.
Yeah. So they do that, and through the story, you can educate your child, you can get to him, instead of just you calling him names and saying to him, you're lazy and Fulan is better than you, and he's like this and he's like that.
Right.
That should not happen. I mean, even with us as grown adults, we still don't like to be compared to other people. If I do something and they come to me...
I'm not him.
I mean, we still have this as a grown-up. I mean, if someone comes to me and says to me, you're a bad lecturer. Yeah, Fulan is amazing lecturer. Why can't you be like Fulan? And some people do that. They're like, why don't you be like this? I'm like, dude, he has his method. I have my method. So sometimes people still do that. Instead of, for example, someone, if he's trying to improve you, if they see a
critique
fault.
You.
Yeah, if they see criticism. A fault in me, they say, look, Sayyid, I think, this method is very effective with kids.
Phrase it differently.
The young people like this, the youth like this. So it's not directly, it's indirectly.
Right.
But I get the hint. You know what I mean?
It's the same way you are taught to speak to your elders if you want to teach them something, because it is kind of like a hard thing for an elder person to get taught by a younger person. So the younger person is taught to say, I think that this method is maybe better. You say it in a very polite and diplomatic way. We also have this story, if you remember, about the imams, Imam Hussein wal Hassan alayhi salam.
Exactly.
Teaching the old man how to do ritual ablution. They did it. They created a scenario, a fake scenario, where one of the brothers made a mistake and the other brother is telling him, no, do so and so. Instead of just going to the old man being like, my friend, you're completely wrong. You got to do it in a good and polite manner.
Exactly. I mean, like you said, the story that you mentioned was one of the classical stories of the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam.
Right,
where they teach you by example. They teach you without having to hurt your feelings. And you get the point and you'll be glad. And, you feel the utmost respect for such a person who tries to teach you and make you feel that there's a room for improvement. Or
that's,
you've done
of course,
something
if
wrong.
You're not an arrogant person.
Yeah, and at the same time, they are not direct about it. At the same time, they have not hurt your feeling. So as parents, obviously, the most important thing to us is our kids. So we have to make sure that we do not hurt them without realizing.
And with that, we will have to end today's program because we are out of time. I thank the dear Sayyid for his insightful knowledge, and I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any questions or comments or some feedback, please, please, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. You can also visit our website, paristoday.com. Alternatively, if you're not such a big fan of these two methods, old-fashioned methods, you can also find us on the various social media sites, such as on Twitter and Instagram, under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaws at all are the laws of Allah.